USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With just over 2 weeks until the election, President Trump continuing his West Coast campaigning in the battleground state of Arizona on Monday, the president spending time in Carson City, Nevada on Sunday, slamming the Biden family.
Joe Biden is and always has been a corrupt politician. He always has been. And as far as I'm concerned, the Biden family is a criminal enterprise.
The Senate is set to vote this week on a $500 billion skinny economic relief bill that does not appear to include any additional round of $1,200 direct payments to Americans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the bill will include money for schools, expanded unemployment benefits, and additional funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The final debate between President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden is set for Thursday. The debate will be moderated by MSNBC and NBC's Kristen Welker. As far as what we can expect from President Trump this go-around, Jason Miller is with the Trump campaign.
When you talk about style and you talk about approach, I do think that President Trump is going to give Joe Biden a little bit more room to explain himself on some of these issues. Whether it is, are you the chairman? Are you the big guy? As we've seen articulated in these emails. Do you support packing the court? I do think the president's going to want to hear Joe Biden's answer on some of these, and will definitely give him all the time that Joe Biden wants to talk about packing the court. I think he's going to get it on Thursday.
Search and rescue crews have found a California woman alive after she'd been missing for 12 days in a national park in Utah. Holly Suzanne Cordier was found within Zion National Park Sunday. Park rangers say they received a credible tip from a park visitor that had seen her within the park. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the world has passed 40 million. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The actual worldwide figure may be higher as testing has been variable. Many people have no symptoms, and some governments have concealed the true number of cases. Some places around the world, including Europe, are going back to a lockdown. But as far as if the United States should lock down things again, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel believes,
I think there's tremendous cost to lockdowns, not just the fear that it creates and the anxiety. That issue alone, 28% of Americans are currently depressed because of the previous lockdowns, but there's also delays in cancer screening of up to 80% decrease in screenings. There's people not getting dental care, mental health services, medical care. All of this, plus the economic cost, makes it a disaster.
Firefighters from across the country are returning home after helping battle wildfires in California. A crew from San Angelo, Texas, helped contain the Creek Fire northeast of Fresno, California, for more than a month.
It was controlled chaos. Everything was blowing up before we got there. It was a little better. It was very bad air quality, thick smoke where you couldn't see very far.
San Angelo Fire Department engine boss and driver Jade Hughes speaking there on News Nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.